All right, Phil Rosenthal, the second season of Somebody Feed Phil, second helping?
Course? Second course.
Second course, second
yes.
course.
Six more episodes.
Okay, now we're going to flip to,
yes.
let's talk about the new season.
Yes.
Okay, so Phil Rosenthal has six new episodes. Tell everybody the six countries that you went to, or
okay.
the six places you
sure.
went to.
Sure, Copenhagen, Dublin, Ireland, the whole east coast of Ireland. Venice, Italy, maybe you've heard of it. Cape Town, South Africa. Buenos Aires and New York, the hardest one.
New York was the hardest one.
You know why? Because I'm from New York. And I wanted to do, I felt an obligation to do the definitive New York. And I quickly realized I can't do that. It's impossible. First of all, too big a place. You only have an hour. Second of all, everybody who makes a thing makes it about New York. It's been filmed more than any other place on earth. You can't do it.
You could do a street.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that would take an hour. But here's what I could do that no one else could do. My New York. So that's what I did. And it turned out well. I think it might be our best episode. I'm
so
not just saying
what,
that.
In a nutshell, is your New York?
A mix of old favorites, classics that I love, that I go to as much as I can. And the new stuff I love trying. That's the thing about the great cities of the world. There's the old established thing that has history and the innovative side of the place that keeps you coming back to try new things.
So were you in Midtown? Were you in the Lower
Everywhere.
Side?
I was in Jersey City even, which I count as part of New York. Anywhere you can get within a half an hour, Midtown counts because you're in the orbit of New York. We go to Blue Hill at Stone Barns in Westchester, which is a half an hour. It's maybe my favorite restaurant in the United States. Have you been there?
No.
Spectacular. Maybe the best pizza in New York or anywhere else now,
in
for
West
that
Jersey.
Matter, is in Jersey City.
Jersey City.
New York Times said this, not just me.
Okay, you spent a week in New York doing this?
10 days.
10 days.
Yes. And we go to what I call the birthplace of the blues, my mother's kitchen. And we have the thing that I think she makes very well.
Which is?
Matzo ball soup. Helen Rosenthal's matzo ball soup. I'll put it against anybody's. Very, very good.
Now, if you did that episode in her kitchen, you didn't have to Skype with them.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
There's still a Skype scene. I don't want to blow it for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe from a restaurant.
I'm You'll see.
Guessing.
You'll see.
Okay.
But they do not disappoint my parents. If you've seen the show, they are the stars of the show. They know it. I know it. The audience know. The audience comes up to me. We like the show. We love your parents. Why do I bother traveling? I could sit in the kitchen with them every show.
Yeah.
Save Netflix a little time and money.
I will just say that I think you're the star of the show.
That's nice.
Yeah. I think the parents are great, but you're the star of the show, Phil.
Thanks, and, Jeff. That's why you and I are friends now.
Yeah. Well, and you happen to be kind of funny. Let's talk about Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I know you're getting a lot of questions on
yes.
this tour around about
yes.
Anthony Bourdain, how you felt about him, of travel,
yep.
what he did for the travel show market.
He reinvented a genre, didn't he? I mean, there were travel shows, there were food shows before him, but he changed it so drastically and permanently that everyone who came after him owes him a great debt. I think anyone who travels or eats owes him a great debt. That's the kind of influence he's had. Not only that, I don't have to tell you, you witnessed him go from a chef who liked to eat and went around eating, which is kind of where I am at, without the chef part, so I'm even a rung below where he started, and he evolved from there to become a world-class journalist. He was their number one show, CNN. That was ostensibly a news show, wasn't it? A news magazine. Where he would go and explore, deep dive into a country, a city, and a political situation, and have that conversation. It happened, yes, to be around food, around the table, but that's where most great conversations take place. The framers of the Declaration of Independence, they didn't do it in that building that we all go visit on the tour. They did it in the restaurant around the corner.
What was that restaurant called?
It's still there. I went there. Do you know? Do you know the name?
No, I have no idea.
I went there. Please, somebody, look it up. It's still there, and the food's very good.
Yeah.
And it was a treat to eat there, and they'll tell you the stories there about how, you know, they take a break from yelling And they go and eat, and sure enough, you're eating, you're getting along. This is the message of my show, really, of any food show. We get together over food. It's the great connector. Problems can be solved. I say if those boys from ISIS would just sit down and have some chocolate cake with me, everything would be okay.
What did you learn from Bedane?
I learned about every place. I learned of every place he went. I learned something. You know? I also learned I'm not doing that. I'm not getting a chest tattoo by the Borneo tribesman. You know, he's a very different fellow than I am. As a matter of fact, I looked at him and I said, what if there was a show for the rest of us that we could not just learn from, but relate to? So I feel like I'm the guy on the couch watching Bourdain going, he's amazing, I'm never doing that. But I do feel like if people look at me, they say, if that putz can go outside, maybe I can too.
Now, many of us watched him and felt he's got the greatest life. We all wish we had it.
Yeah.
To travel the world.
Yeah.
Working for CNN.
Right.
Eating and shooting.
Right.
He has the best life.
Yes.
And now there's people who watch you and they say the same thing. Now, it turned out he didn't agree with that. He didn't think he had the best life, obviously. And we think you're happy. So tell us, we hope you're happy.
Oh, I'm very happy. I have to say, you know, these outward appearances and everything, they're so deceptive. Not to bring the room down, but I've known other people who've killed themselves. It's a disease like cancer. It's not that he wasn't enjoying what he was doing. He had this terrible disease on top of that, right? Yes, he could. So both things could be true, that he enjoyed his job, he loved his family. It had nothing to do. That's not why people do this. It's because they have a disease that we can't understand. We understand a disease like cancer.
Right.
We understand an accident happens to you. We still don't understand this mental disease that makes someone do this. It could be a spur of the moment thing. It could be something that is physical pain that makes us do this terrible thing. To just stop the pain. Nothing to do with my happiness in the outside world.
Okay. But you had a good
time. We got off on a tangent.
You had a good time traveling the world.
I love traveling the world. I love meeting the people are the best part.
Okay. So anyway,
yes,
Somebody Feeds Phil, second course.
Yes.
On Netflix now, 6 new episodes.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tweet and twat and do everything you do, people.
Yeah.
I want to keep doing it. Is that wrong?
Yeah,
that I want to keep going? Is that greedy?
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it, wherever you listen to fine online audio. Don't forget that if you'd like to listen to Talking Tech on your connected speaker, just say, okay, Google, play Talking Tech with Jefferson Graham. On Alexa, you'll say, play USA Today Talking Tech. And those are your commands. Thanks, everyone, for listening.